What is up, everybody? This is DWC episode 18, week 18 in the NFL, last week of the season. Got a bunch of teams that are sitting players, a bunch of teams that are still fighting for seeding. We still got one spot left in both of the AFC and NFC, and we cannot wait to see who takes that spot. We got some conspiracies going around with some of us and some of our friends on who they want in for the playoffs, and we'll get into that later. As always, you can listen to us on Apple and Spotify podcasts and watch our beautiful faces on YouTube, Defense Wins Championships podcast, for all of that shit. We will always pop up when you type that in. So make sure to like, subscribe, rate 5 stars, all that jazz. This will be posted on the Twitter at DWC2022 and on Instagram at Defense Wins Championships. Let's go ahead and get into some of our headlines we got. Even though it is the last week, still got a lot of shit to talk about. We're going to go ahead and get into just the overall of sitting and starting players that are already, you know, teams that are already in the playoffs. Do you sit them and start them for specific reasons? This one we'll talk about. Saquon Barkley has a chance to break the rushing record. He needs like 100 yards, 100 flat, I think.
Yeah, it's 100 flat.
Do you let Barkley get that 100?
I think if I was the coach, I think it's really like obviously it's a conversation that you have with him, in my opinion. I think it's it's pretty much up to him if he wants to play, because he knows they're already locked into a playoff spot. Obviously, ownership makes the final decision on it, probably. But I think any good owner, any good GM, coach would go to him first and be like, listen, I'm going to give you like a half. Either be like, listen, do you want to play or not? Do you want to try to break this record? And if you do, like, I'm going to give you a half if you're really close, play a little bit into the third quarter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think it's – the Eagles will do right by Saquon, I think. And if he doesn't play, I think it will be his decision. I don't think it will be the team's.
Yeah. I mean, we almost saw it get broken with AP, and they sat him. I was like – I sort of got AP was like a couple
yards. Very close, yeah.
Stupid as hell. And he had no idea. I remember he said he had no idea. He thought he had it or whatever, and they sat his ass. But it'd be different. Like, this is tough because it'd be different if Saquon was like 20 yards away. Mm-hmm. Saquon's 100. Like, 100 yards is hard. I mean, I know Saquon's been fucking – I mean, he's been amazing in the fact of even getting close to breaking this record. But getting 100 yards in of itself is hard as fuck. Yeah. Also, he doesn't get those, like, when he does like the 80 yard runs, that shit don't happen till like the fourth quarter, the third, fourth quarter. When defense are tired, he just breaks one off for 80 yards. So how long do you play this, brother?
Yeah. And also it's a little bit different with Saquon because of his injury history. Like, yeah. I mean, he's not someone that's continuously stayed healthy throughout the years he's been in the NFL. So, I mean, it is a little bit more of a tricky situation, but I do think Sirianni's just going to have a conversation and be like, listen, we're already locked into a playoff spot. We need you for the playoffs. Do you want to play and try to break this record? But we're only giving you like a half, like 2 quarters. We're going to give it to you as much as we possibly can. Well, not as much as we can. Like, it has to be within the game flow, obviously.
Yeah, I was about to say, they're just about to spam them.
Yeah. They can't spam them because they need them. But it can't be something that, like, he's going to get 30 touches. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because on a normal game, like, in the playoffs, they're going to need Barkley. Without Barkley, they're not going to be the same team that they
no.
are. Or they have
especially
been
with, like, how the passing game has been. In the last, like, I know it's cleaned up a lot, but like in those weeks when it was like a 3-4 week stretch, like Jalen Hurts was playing awful and they had to rely on Saquon. And if they don't have Saquon, like the drop off from say, no disrespect, but the drop off from Saquon to fucking Kenneth Gainwell, brother, they're going to be first round fucking exits.
Yeah.
But it's going to be tough. 100 yards is 100 yards. Like, do I think Saquon could get that in literally a series? Like, not a series, but, you know, like 3 series? Maybe. But, like, the Giants aren't idiots. they already fucked themselves out of the like the top three. So, you know, you don't want, you know, as much as a team is bad, like the Giants are fucking horrendous, right? But like they have pride. Like you don't want to be that team that Saquon broke the record on.
Yeah.
Especially in division, like fuck no. But like I knew after the, because the Steelers held Saquon to like 60 some yards. I knew after that, I was like, bro, like this is going to be tough for him to get this rushing record. I do think you play him. I'm the same way as you. If you ain't got it at half, like if you're not even like, if you got like 40 yards at half, brother, you sitting with me. Like, yeah. If you're maybe like 75 and you need 25 more, we'll throw you in. But like, you cannot risk. If it was up to me, bro, I wouldn't play him. I mean, I know he wants to be in the record books, but I mean, you're going to win OPOY. Like, you're going to be in the record books. Everybody knows how great you are. I know Eric Dickerson is like pleading to not have Saquon break his record. It's really, you know, I know he's like, I know some people are always like, records are meant to be broken, but you never had a record. I was like, bro, shut the fuck up.
Well, I heard, Saquon's pretty selfless. Like, there was a game earlier in the year where he had a shitload of yards. What was that game where he had like 300 all purpose or something?
I know what you're talking about.
And he only needed a few more yards to like break some kind of record. And he said, nah, let my other teammates like
yeah.
get in there to play. So I don't know if Saquon will even play, to be honest, because I don't think he cares about records and stuff.
No.
I think he just cares about winning.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Like I could very well see him sitting because I really don't think he gives a fuck about the records. I mean, everybody knows who Saquon is. Saquon's name is going to always be in the NFL. So I don't know why Eric Dickerson's bitching. That record's going to get broken at fucking some point.
Has Dickerson actually been bitching about it?
Yeah. He's pleading for Saquon not to break his record.
What? I thought you were just saying that.
No. And he was like, he's been on like air like, Saquon's had more games. You know, it's always good because in the more games, my record's going to be broken. But, you know, I don't want my record to be broken. I know everybody who breaks records are like, or gets their records broken and like, hey, bro, records are meant to be broken. But like the people that are saying that they ain't got like a record as great as mine, which his record is amazing. And, you know, the amount of games that he did it in, crazy. But Saquon has like, I think like 40 less touches than him. When Eric Dickerson broke that record, yeah, it was in like 15 games, but brother, he was getting spammed.
Yeah.
So regardless if Saquon breaks or not, he didn't, you know, regardless of the games, he did in less touches. So it doesn't even matter. But I want, because every time it gets close, Eric Dickerson's bald head ass keeps popping up on my fucking screen talking about don't break the record. That's why I want this shit broken so we can shut the fuck up. Shout out Eric Dickerson, though. Rex Specs, I fuck with you heavy. You're just being annoying as shit. But I think Saquon, in all actuality, I would ask Saquon, like, yo, like, if I was a coach, I'd be like, brother, I want you to sit. You don't have to if you want to get this record, but I'm restricting you to, like, a half, bro. But, like, I would want him to sit. What this offense is with Saquon on the field and off the field is so drastically different. Yeah. And the only reason that like Kenneth Gainwell and the committee are getting significant yards is because of Saquon Barkley. Like if Kenneth Gainwell was just in the game the whole time, brother, I wouldn't be scared of the run at all. Saquon does run pass blocking everything. You got to preserve him, especially for this playoffs. Like the NFC, brother, this shit's gonna be rough, man.
Yeah. I mean, their first game would be against an 11-win team.
Yeah.
11, 12 wins.
It's crazy how much this shit flopped. Like, I remember, like, last year, the NFC was just, like, dog shit. And now everybody's fucking locked in. All it took was Sam Deasy to show up for the Vikings. Look at that. Look at me. Speaking of Sam Deasy, we're going to segue right into our next topic. Can the Vikings move off Sam Darnold after the season?
I think this topic is super interesting because it's like, it really gets into like money aspect, first round draft pick aspects. Like, what do you do when you drafted your future, said future, who was going to start over this guy who's had a great year after an injury? And it's like, what do you do? Now you're at a crossroads. No matter what decision they make, they're going to get shit for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly believe the Vikings, whatever they choose to do, they'll make the right decision, because I think Kevin O'Connell will have a big say in whatever they do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really, really hard. I'm leaning more towards they're going to try to keep Sam Darnold. The problem with that is it's really hard for a franchise to move up in the draft, take a QB that they thought would be their franchise and sit him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for a team to do that. But I honestly think like they're in a pretty good situation to use that to their advantage, because they can sit McCarthy for a while, like sign Sam Darnold to like a 3-year deal.
You want to keep both of them?
Yeah. I don't think. I mean, how? Like, McCarthy has no trade value in my
opinion. You're talking about trading McCarthy.
I don't see any trade value from him. There's no tape on him. There's no film. He didn't even get through OTAs barely. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I don't see any trade value there. I mean, yeah, he was a former top 10 pick, but like, does that move anybody in the NFL at this point? You know what I mean?
You know how desperate some of these teams are.
I know what you mean, but like, the best thing to do, in my opinion, is to keep McCarthy, because he's on a rookie deal. You're not paying him a shitload of money.
Mm-hmm.
So him being on the bench as a backup option is a pretty good deal, in my opinion. Because if you do think he's the franchise, then you sign. This is the problem. This is where the crossroad comes in. Because if Darnold,
how much money is Darnold gonna get?
That's the thing. There's gonna be a massive bidding war. You want to talk about how much money people are gonna throw at Sam Darnold? It's gonna be 6, 7, 8 teams looking at Darnold and being like, oh, $45, $50 million for this guy. And the other biggest problem I see for the Vikings.
Yeah, hold on. Real quick. For your point, and to back up your point on, you know, I hate bringing this brother into this conversation, but to back up your point on him and Deshaun Watson and the same thing, anytime you think, any number you think that you have in your head on teams interested, double that shit. Yeah. There are teams interested that have quarterbacks on their squad. You don't think the Steelers are making a call? Like,
yeah.
Any team, like, you don't think the Bucks? You know, I know Baker has been playing amazing, but like, I was with you. I was like, yo, like, Kevin O'Connell is getting the maximum out of Sam Darnold, but after these couple games, I'm like, Sam Darnold might have it.
The thing about Darnold to me is like, he's always had the intangibles. You know what I mean? Like, his arm, huge arm. He can throw. He can move in the pocket. He can throw on the run. Like, that's never been an issue for him. But now he's with a coach. Obviously, I mean, he's probably going to win Coach of the Year. He's been great ever since he got to the Vikings. Probably one of the best offensive coaches in the league.
Like, your guy, you love him.
Yeah, I like Kevin O'Connell. It's just like almost a match made in heaven, and he's kind of rehabilitated Sam Darnold's career. Yeah. But that's the thing. Teams are going to take that risk. They're going to be like, oh, what is Sam Darnold without Kevin O'Connell? Can they do it? Can he pair well with my coach? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing for me, if the Vikings keep Darnold, is I think the biggest crossroad, not money, it's not J.J. McCarthy necessarily, it's going to be how long Sam Darnold wants a contract for. Mm-hmm. And at this point in his career, I think he's going to want a 4 or 5 year deal. You know what I mean? And I think he's probably earned that, depending on what they do in the playoffs and stuff. Yeah. I mean, they've won 14 games. He's probably already earned it. And if they win the division, like, we're talking crazy money here. But the biggest thing, in my opinion, is do the Vikings keep JJ, and do they see him as the future? Because if Sam Darnold wants a 4 or 5 year contract, there is zero point in keeping JJ McCarthy. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If the Vikings only want to keep Darnold for 2 more years, to me, that will be a problem, because Darnold's not going to think that's security for him.
Yeah.
So that that if they can find a middle ground somehow to keep Darnold and JJ happy until JJ can start, then they're in the perfect world. But that's just not how the NFL works. You know what I mean? I think someone's going to outbid or out year sign the Vikings. Like, it may not be more than what the Vikings are offering, but I think it will be more secure in how many years they offer him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's guaranteed the biggest
money
thing.
And all that.
Yeah, I think Darnold's going to want a 4 or 5 year deal. If you're going to do a 4 or 5 year deal and the Vikings are okay with that, you might as well get rid of McCarthy because he is no longer the franchise option, right? Yeah. So that's how I see it. If they truly believe JJ is the guy in the future, then they're going to have to shorten that contract if they re-sign Darnold and allow JJ to come in 2 or 3 years down the line.
Yeah. It's tough because, like, and it's the same thing that we said, you know, to not to call y'all out, but to the Bengals fans on, you know, on signing in, doing contracts. We have no idea what's going on in Sam Darnold's head. You could think that Sam Darnold would want, you know, 3 year, let me take a pay cut. Let me take, you know, 40 mil, 3 years, because I'm giving the Vikings, you know, the payback because they took a chance on me and they maximized my talents. We don't know that. We don't know what Sam Darnold's thinking. Sam Darnold could be selfish as fuck, you know, behind all of the, and I don't think he is, but at the same point, like, you have an agent, you know, your agent's going to try to maximize as much money as you can get so they can get the kickback in because you're their client. If there's a 4 year, $50 million sitting on the table and your agent, that's malpractice if your agent doesn't tell you that. And there's going to be teams out there that are going to pay for that, especially like the Vikings are in like the most stressful situation because you don't know what you got with JJ McCarthy in totality. I know they saw like a couple practices, but that brother tore his shit off the bone immediately. So you don't know. You don't know about that. You don't know if this is it with Sam Darnold, if this is the high, which the high is 14 wins. Fucking congratulations. Like, holy shit. And this is probably one of the worst QB drafts in a long time. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be desperate teams that fell out. Raiders, Giants, that fell out because their dumbasses won games. Fucking Saints. You never know what teams are thinking and what they want. They could throw in a nasty-ass bag. Browns, they could throw a nasty-ass bag at Sam Darnold. And Sam Darnold, I mean, I know he owes the Vikings organization so much because of what Kevin O'Connell did to revitalize his career. But in totality, like, Kevin O'Connell wasn't the one throwing them balls. Like, Sam Darnold did his thing to earn whatever contract he's going to get. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. If I'm the Vikings, like, it's hard because I have so much bias. I really don't think J.J. McCarthy is going to be a great quarterback. So
we have.
If it was up to me, I'd keep Sam, but, like, you're going to have to sign him to, like, can you think they can get away with a 3 year?
Probably not at this point. My biggest thing, I do think years is what's going to be the determining factor for Darnold and where he goes, because I do think at his age, he's been in the NFL for a while now. I mean, as long as Baker has, and I think he's going to want a 4 year minimum contract. And if you commit to, if you commit to that, then JJ is not your guy. You know, you're pretty much saying I'm moving off JJ McCarthy. I mean, you can keep him as a backup for 4 years, I guess, 4 or 5 years till his rookie contract's up. But that fifth year option, you're just see ya. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it comes down to the years. And I think a team like the Saints or the Browns or somebody will commit long-term to him where he'll feel more secure. But it really, like, to me, it's up to the Vikings. It's hard to let 14-2 walk out the door.
Yeah.
It's hard to do that. And if I was in their position, I'd probably keep Sam Darnold and roll with him as long as I possibly can. Because getting to 14-2 is not luck. That doesn't just happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think they should keep him and move off of McCarthy and secure him for at least 4 to 5 years. It's crazy for me saying that because I've been a Darnold hater my whole
life. You've been a Darnold. And you know, for good reason. Like, what people don't take into account, what also makes it so hard is because we have no middle, right? We have 14-2 Sam Darnold, and I'm seeing ghost Sam Darnold. There is no middle ground to find out who this person actually is. We have the high, and the low ass low. I'm seeing ghost is crazy. So this shit is going to be interesting. I can't wait to see what they do. If it was up to me. But like, if you trade JJ, what would you get?
I don't even think, like, that's the thing. You're just going to trade him. They won't trade him unless they're absolutely sure that they can retain Darnold. And he is the future. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think you keep McCarthy for a year at least to be a backup. You know what I mean? In case something happens with Darnold. But, like, right now I don't know what trade value he has. I guess would it make more sense for him having more trade value now, fresh off being the number, 10 or 11 pick, then in like 2 years when he's never seen the field. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what GMs look at. How would that like affect him?
Plus he got like a serious injury. It's not like, you know, he had like an MCL and they just haven't played him because Sam Darnold's been amazing. Like he was out for the season. So is he going to be like, if you get rid of Sam, is he going to be fresh for next season? How's that going to look in like every, like if you get rid of Sam, it's not like you're getting rid of Sam for Joe Burrow, right? You're getting rid of Sam for a rookie. This is essentially his first go around again. So unless you're like CJ Stroud, Jaden Daniels, like you're going to have rookie issues. So if you have rookie issues and you're not playing up to par, people are just going to whoop your ass because you let go of Sam Darnold. So, like,
yeah,
I'm just glad I'm not in this position because this shit is not – I don't even know what to hope to get.
Because, well, like I said, you have a one-year sample size. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Darnold hasn't had a great career in the NFL. We know he has the tools to be great, but – no matter what the Vikings choose, people are going to shit on it because there's still Sam Darnold people that don't believe in him at all and others that are like, oh, JJ is the future, you know? So no matter what decision they make, they're going to get shit for it. That's just the NFL.
Yeah. This could, like, set your shit back so much. That's what's tough. If you give Sam the bag, like, is you're like your cat and what you have going for next year is going to be restricted as if, and you know, as opposed to having JJ on that rookie year.
Yeah.
So they're going to be cooked either way. If they can get, I know like 4 or 5 is ideal for Sam, but like if the Vikings can do some, if the Vikings can get a 2, 3, man, if they can get a 2, there's no way they get a 2. Like, somebody's going to offer a 4. Like,
yeah.
And Sam would literally, like, have to be the most selfless man. And I don't know Sam. Nobody knows Sam besides Sam. So, and it might not be, you know, the agent might be like, yo, bro, 4 years is 4 years. And then the team taking him could fuck up. He could just be ass. It could literally just be Kevin O'Connell in that scheme.
Yeah, I think Sam, like, obviously, I don't fucking know the guy. I don't know what he's thinking. But, like, he's been on a different team the past, like, 5 years. Like, I really do believe he's going to want someone who's going to be like, oh, yeah.
What, has it been four
teams? Different teams or something. But, like, someone that really will tell him, listen, we want you to be the QB for 4 years minimum. We want you to stay here. We want you to be the franchise. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's been moving around everywhere. Like, in this long in the NFL, wouldn't you want to just settle?
Yeah.
Like, that's just how I see it. I think the years will be the biggest factor.
Man.
Yeah. Because, yeah, you can stay at the Vikings. You can stay at the Vikings and be good. You know what I mean? But some mm-hmm. people are, some people truly are like, I'll get the fucking bag, be the guy somewhere else. You know what I mean? And if yeah. shit goes bad, I still got the bag. So,
hey, I don't hate on anybody getting to the bag.
Yeah. So, I mean, who knows what type of guy he is?
You want him?
I would take Darnold probably. I think Stefanski could work well with Sam Darnold. As long as we get rid of Dorsey and like keep Stefanski's offense, please.
Oh, please. Shit, we want to get rid of Dorsey.
Dorsey, I mean, not to talk about the Browns for absolutely no reason, but the fucking every move we made was Deshaun Watson's decision, mm-hmm. is what I'm hearing. So OC changed Deshaun, scheme changed Deshaun. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Tried everything possible to get him back to where he was. It just ain't happening. So now we need to go back to what has been working for us with Stefanski when we win 11 games.
I think Sam Darnold can do great in that kind of offense. You know the shit that Baker got you guys winning the playoff game?
Yeah, I think Darnold would be fine with Stefanski. I mean, Stefanski's no slouch as an offensive coach, so... He's just never had a QB.
Yeah. I mean, if you can get Darnold, that shores up any kind of questions on who you would take at, like, third. You know what I mean?
I think the Browns trade down. In a few weeks, we can have, like, a draft. We can have a draft fucking thing. But I think the Browns honestly trade down. Stockpile picks.
I would. Especially I think these teams are.
I know how desperate teams are, but I really do believe – that some of these teams like are going to like a lot of teams are going to move down. Like I honestly believe not as many QBs are going top 10 this year that people think. Like Ward, Milroe, not top 10 picks. Shadur might be the only QB taken in the.
Yeah. This draft, it's not like not necessarily this is like a ball knower draft. There's going to be a lot of guards and tackles and defensive players that go that people are like, who the fuck is that? So it's not a sexy draft at all. So I could see a lot of teams, you know, everybody's probably just going to be waiting for Shador, Travis Hunter, and Ashton Jeanty. I know McMillan from Arizona. I know he's fucking great, but like people don't really care about him.
Ashton Jeanty would be great on the Browns. I just don't want a running back in the first round. Can't do it.
Not even Ashton?
No.
Ashton Jeanty's like that. I mean, even in the game, we just saw, like, I don't know. Shout out Ashton Jeanty.
We do need our Chubb replacement. But there's too many good defensive players, I think, for Barry not to go D-tackle corner in the first round.
Safety?
Yeah, fuck. We'll never get this free safety position right. Like, how do we go from John Johnson, who was a Pro Bowler, two-time Pro Bowler on the Rams? We sign him for a three-year deal, complete ass cheeks. And then Juan Thornhill, two-time Super Bowl champ, Pro Bowler, ass when we sign him.
Yeah, we couldn't get a safety at all. We that's why we're like, yeah, we're just going to get Minka, bro.
Yeah, smart. Apparently the Browns are going to have to get like the upper echelon for that position or we're just never going to find a free safety. Like literally a top three
DB, guy. DBs are hard, man. It is like a lot of people don't realize how much it is scheme. Like some DBs and some schemes are just dog shit.
I just don't get it because Barry's been good with corners. I mean, DBs in general. Like Grant Delpit's been good for us. He got Rodney McLeod in free agency and then our corners have been solid, but he cannot figure out the free safety position.
That shit's tough, man.
Nasty work.
Let's go ahead.
Hunter is a Brown.
Anyways, let's go ahead. That brother is not leaving New England. Because I don't see McMillan being – like, I know –
Wait, you know,
I can't see McMillan being the first pick. I don't see a tackle being the first pick either.
No, Travis Hunter is going to be a Brown. That's
at three?
Yeah.
Who are the Patriots drafting?
They need to fucking – who? Yeah, I don't know. I got to look at that shit because
– imagine him and Gonzalez. Lord. That's true. Have mercy.
I'm trying to see Ward and Hunter on the opposite side of each other.
The only reason that the Patriots don't draft Travis Hunter is literally racism. That is it. That is the only reason that he does not get drafted.
That's crazy.
But imagine how many Hunter jerseys in Patriots unis will get sold. It's going to be all over Boston.
That's true.
Like, you got to think of a revenue standpoint, and he's a great athlete on your team. And you could put him wherever. Fuck, they need anything. You could put him wherever, bro. But, you know, Steelers are going to trade up, number one. We're getting Travis Hunter. Now, we're probably going to get some bullshit, bro. I can already tell. Anyways, so let's go ahead and talk about our next. We're gonna leave the best one for last, man. So let's go ahead and talk
about I knew you were doing that shit.
Rex Ryan and Ron Rivera interviewing for the Jets position. What are we doing? This is like at some point, we're not getting monetized, but YouTube, don't ban me for saying this. At some point, you gotta consider death for this owner. At some point, at what point you can't pull these kind of moves in New York? People will kill you. Like, this. Why? What are we doing?
Yeah, I mean, I got nothing on this one. Honestly, I put this here because I could say a lot, but like realistically, it's like beating a dead horse at this point. The Jets are an absolute fucking joke of a franchise. And that's coming from a Browns fan because we're an absolute fucking joke too. But you guys, every time, I swear to God, every time the Browns do something, I feel like the Jets just do something dumber. Like on a weekly basis, I'm just like, how can these two franchises outdo each other consistently? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just like Rex Ryan, like how long has it been since he's coached last? It's got to be at least 7 years, right?
Yeah.
And then fucking Rivera. We know anyone who's followed this podcast knows how I feel about Rivera. Because that dude needs to fucking retire and stay. He needs to go down to Florida, sit in a fucking old folks home. Because I'm fucking over him.
I just don't know why out of every possible candidate, we're getting people that aren't coaching.
Yeah.
What? Like, that should tell you something. The only time that ever doesn't, like, because Bill Belichick walk away. Like, Bill Belichick is a fucking, and even he didn't get an NFL coaching job. He's in college. Why are we getting people on podcast mics? Like, what, why are we interviewing those people? What are we doing? I mean, maybe like deadass, I deadass think, right? Not only is the owner a fucking moron. Man, I almost used a different word. Not only is the owner a fucking moron, right? I dead ass think as a coach, like if you're a young and upcoming coach, coordinator, analyst, whatever, I dead ass think it might be in, if there's ever a OCDC group chat, the Jets are blacklisted. I like, you're literally selling, you like, you can't do... It's one of the jobs that you can take and you literally don't have control over anything.
Yeah.
Anything can happen at a drop of the hat. Hey, you know, I just got lunch. I'm coming back to my office. Oh, by the way, hey, we're trading for Davante Adams. What the fuck? What? Oh, hey, by the way, Garrett Wilson was talking about maybe leaving. What? Now there's reports that they coming into next year, they might not have Aaron or Davante. So what the fuck was the trade for?
Yeah, I mean, I know nothing will supplement what the Browns did with Deshaun. Like, easily probably the worst trade. But look at, like, I just want to say, look at the Rodgers trade with the Jets as well. Like, Deshaun, like, the funny thing about Deshaun, he has a better record than Aaron Rodgers on the Jets. Like, totality with the Browns.
Yeah.
That's fucking nasty. That's absolutely fucking nasty.
Yeah. I mean, both of them are going to be up there. And I'm trying really hard, right, not to let my Aaron Rodgers bias show.
Fuck.
But that one might be worse, man. Like, they have only been, like, it's only been bad. It's only been bad. It has never, they were only winning on Thursdays. Like,
that's actually stupid.
Rodgers is cooked. We threw in Tyrod Taylor against the Bills and he immediately scored. We traded for Devonta for no reason because he might not even be on the team. Garrett Wilson might want out. We gave Hassan Riddick didn't play for 8 weeks.
Yeah, did he play at all? Like, I swear to God,
he played at the end. But, like, what the fuck? The line is dog shit. Like, there's Aaron Rodgers can't even make an out route throw.
Did you see that throw the past weekend with the tight end where he put his feet and then yelled at the tight end? I was like, oh, he's shot. Like, he is done.
Like, it's sad, bro. Like, and the Deshaun Watson shit's bad, too.
But they're both really bad.
Like, man, that shit is, like, and what's funny about it is, like, Rodgers, like, and then he get, like, Deshaun, at least Deshaun, right? The one thing, right? Deshaun, you know, when you pass, you're going to be looking up at us. But the one thing that I liked about what Deshaun is doing is he's shutting the fuck up. He doesn't get on these fucking shows. I mean, regardless, he probably doesn't have a platform to begin with, but, like, he's not tweeting out. Like, he's just tweeting, like, or making posts, like, like everything's normal, which is not, like, brother, like, you're gonna,
yeah,
like, people want you dead. But, like, you know, oh, just back to work, blah, blah, blah. But, like, Rodgers is getting on the airwaves and just yapping on top of playing bad. And this isn't, like, bad. This is, like, bad, bad. Like, he's playing so ass. Like, the throw, like, oh my god, the throws that this brother is trying to make, it's just not there, and he keeps doing it, and then when they don't hit, he yells at the other team. Like, who wants to be on that team? Who wants to play for that?
Yeah, it's rough because the one thing that Rodgers brought with him to the Jets was hope, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, whether, like, for the Browns, I will say, like, getting Deshaun, it was always, like, a very rocky, like, it was split between the fan base. Like, the fan base never, it was never all hope. But when Rodgers went to the Jets, it was, like, immediate Super Bowl contenders. Oh, they're going to finally win the fucking AFC East. You know what I mean? And then they were just the worst team. Like,
I mean, the brother ran out with the American flag. It looked like this shit was written in the stars.
Yeah. Like, just all bad from the beginning. Their roster's, like, talented, too. So, like, it makes it even worse. You're wasting all these guys for nothing.
And if it's true, if Garrett Wilson leaves, we have lost every single plot. At all. Like, I just don't know where to begin, bro. It is so bad. It is so bad over there. And I don't see a way for them to get out At least it's crazy how you guys can get out of this situation. And like, if you're going to be an ass owner, at least pay money, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what your owner's doing. But this man is ass, not paying. And
you can't be ass and broke.
Ass broke, taking advice from Madden. We're listening about Chad Ochocinco ratings on who is good or not. Fuck out my face. Like I would stop being a fan. That is like I literally would not watch the Jets if I was a Jets fan.
That's really tough. Like, I don't know, man. I don't see how interviewing Rex Ryan or Ron Rivera helps this situation.
I completely forgot about them two fucking bozos. Like, this doesn't fix the situation either. If you hire, please, but it'll make it funny. Please hire Ron Rivera and keep Aaron Rodgers. You want to know what that locker room is going to look like? Lord have mercy. Because Ron Rivera is a dog shit coach, right? But he don't take BS. And that's exactly what Aaron Rodgers is. So why the fuck would you hire him?
Yeah, I don't think
Rex Ryan is a fat fuck. Like, why the fuck would you hire him either? I can say that I'm fat. Why the fuck would you? He's a dumbass too.
I don't think either coach meshes with Rodgers. So kind of let's see who they keep interviewing, because I think it might be a little bit telling.
But I promise you, bro, like they would have to. I'm telling you though, that job is blacklisted. I don't think anybody's considering that shit.
Well, I know for a fact Ben Johnson's not.
Yeah, like why would you? You don't have control. Like that's what Ben Johnson wants. He wants control, and he's not going to have that. Like, who wants to play for that owner?
That's true.
Or who wants to coach for that owner? Like, it's the decisions aren't up to you at the end of the day. You can bring in whoever, but if Woody Johnson, you know, is on his period and he doesn't like that some dude gave him fucking turkey instead of ham, he's going to fire his ass.
Well, to me, like, for them to get a young guy, it would be kind of like how the Panthers did it last year, because David Canales was not a top candidate.
No.
In the coaching cycle.
Yeah.
But he was young and up and coming. He did good things with the Buccaneers, but he was never like Ben Johnson.
No.
So I think for the Jets to get someone like that, it will have to be like an almost breakout.
You're going to have to like throw the bag at like Jesse Minter.
Yeah, it would have to be someone like super young. They haven't broken out yet, but they've been solid. That's not a huge name.
You're going to have to take a flyer on him.
Yeah, because Canales, like, no one wanted to go to the Panthers. Ben Johnson literally declined going to the Panthers. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so it'll have to be, they're going to have to hit on someone and get kind of lucky, I think, if they're going to go the young route. If not, you're going to rehash a coach and fire him 2 years later. So,
yeah, you're going to have to, like you said, get a young guy, get someone out of college. Like, regardless, I think the hired position is going to be a what the fuck. It's either going to be an old dude that can't get off the fucking couch, or it's going to be a young dude unproven. There's not going to be like a good candidate coming to this job. I mean, Rex Ryan gets on the airs and talks about fucking dogs. Like, why are we interviewing? What, like, why are we interviewing this dude? I just want New York team to be great, man. But what the fuck are we doing?
Familiarity with Rex Ryan.
It's oh my God. It's just infuriating how like, I could do a better job than this, bro. Just give me a couple mil. I got y'all. I will take out Woody Johnson. It's just like, it's so unfortunate. And you know, you're living with this now. It's so unfortunate realizing that it's really not up to y'all on how you run your shit. It's really up to the head honcho, which that's how it usually is in companies. Like, don't get me wrong. Usually the head honcho makes all the big decisions, but like, not, you shouldn't do it in this business.
Yeah. The best owners are the ones that stay the fuck out of the way, realistically.
Yeah. The best owners are the ones, I don't even know who the fuck they are.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I see their dumbass on the fucking screen. I didn't know who the fuck, you know, unless you're like a big name. I didn't even know what fucking Robert Kraft looked like. And they are winning fucking Super Bowls. So, you know, fuck it, bro. Hire Mr. Bezos.
Yeah.
Well, we got the last headline for the best. Some conspiracies going around. Little, you know, group chats, little whistles. I know my co-host is tired of hearing it. Does the NFL want the Bengals in the playoffs? We've already seen it on their Twitter. They made, like, their header was Joe Burrow. There's a path for this to happen. It would make box office, you know, seeing the Bengals playing the Bills. Does the NFL, is you know, behind the scenes puppet show, is the NFL trying to get the Bengals in the playoffs?
I do believe that the NFL wants the Bengals in the playoffs, but I also believe that they have zero control over if that happens or not. But they're going to.
They will be in the playoffs.
No, I don't think the Bengals make the playoffs. The Bengals are the same team every fucking year. And the one time. Well, actually, they've done it twice. They always start off so slow. Number one, they dig themselves in holes. And what did I say 3 years ago when if the Bengals continue to dig themselves in holes, start out 3-4, 3-5, whatever the fuck it is, whenever the AFC North stays healthy and is good, they're not going to be able to climb out of that hole. And that's exactly what's happened last year and so far this year. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't like. I do think the NFL wants him in. Obviously, Joe Burrow in the playoffs is good. It's good TV. Like, Joe Burrow's one of the best QBs. Him playing Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes. I'm sure there would be a fucking matchup there of top five QBs. You know what I mean? But, I mean, the Bengals just did it to themselves. And I don't think the NFL's as rigged as people fucking think it is. Like, I truly don't. Mm-hmm. Too much dumb shit happens consistently in the NFL for it to be rigged. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't believe it. Like, you can say refs are fucking, yeah, they're paid by the NFL, but there is favoritism a little bit, in my opinion, to sway the best QBs to continue to be good. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I don't think it's anything that's, like, super detrimental, like, in the playoffs or to win games most of the time, majority of the time. Like, yes, there's bad calls everywhere. It happens. Like, they're humans. And until we get rid of refs completely and do, like, AI bullshit, there's probably going to be issues. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do think that, obviously, like, I do think the NFL wants them in the playoffs. Like, of course. It'd be fucking, the first round of the playoffs would be insane. Because realistically, the Broncos, I don't think they beat the Bills.
No.
And it might not even be close. Like, Bengals against the Bills, fucking shootout. Against the 2-7 or the 2-7 seed, yeah. Like, it'd be fucking like each playoff game, like the first round of the playoffs, usually there's a few blowouts, but typically it's pretty solid. I mean, that would be really good
It'd be television. You got Burrow and Josh Allen. If it ended in the same, it'd be Burrow, Josh Allen, Herbert versus Lamar, or you get a fucking Steelers and Ravens playoff game. When's the last time that shit happened?
Yep.
And then, you know, whoever plays the dumbass Texans. That shit would be ass, but
they're the four seed. Other than that, who's the five seed right now?
It's the Steelers. But if we lose, we go down and we'll be the sixth seed and the Chargers go up if they win.
Okay. So yeah, I'll probably be the Chargers Texans.
Yeah, which, you know, I don't give a fuck about that. But, like, still, you know, two QBs going after it. But, like, I truly believe, because there's even rumors that the Chiefs might start the third string QB. Jesus Chris, and I should know his name because we drafted him. But some dude named Chris. But if I'm the Chiefs, right, I know usually – you wouldn't want to see your division rival in the playoffs, but I think they can. I think they comfortably believe they can beat the Broncos, and I don't think they're going to see the Broncos.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
they're not going to beat the Bills. But like, would you rather, if you're the Chiefs, right? Would you rather have the Bengals in to potentially not, like, who do you think is the biggest competition? Like, would you rather have the Bengals come in and potentially knock out the Bills so you don't have to worry about that? Or does it not matter to you?
I think at that point, it probably doesn't matter because I think the Bills or the Bengals can probably beat the Chiefs. You know what I mean? Who's a bigger threat? Probably the Bills overall team, I would say. And you know how, like, I don't think the Chiefs are looking at it that way. I think the Chiefs want rest, which they got. Yeah. They can sit Pat and Kelce and all their best – Chris Jones for literally 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No one else is going to have that advantage because the Vikings and Lions have to play for the one seed. You know what I mean? So – I just think, obviously, like, the Chiefs are thinking, oh, we just want rest, you know?
Yeah.
And the thing I'll say about, like, this game for the Broncos is, like, they're going to still have to try because no matter if Pat's playing or not, these are still NFL guys you're playing against.
Yeah.
And there's incentives on the line in the NFL. So, like, when people are like, oh... Like, if someone sends me something where it's like, oh, the Chiefs may play some of their starters, that's only because of incentives.
Yeah.
And those players, if they get it, they're coming right back out of the game immediately. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's never like, oh, we're trying to get this other team in the playoffs or there's some conspiracy theory. Like, I think people always, like, the casual fans always forget that there's incentives throughout the year that players can make an extra $200,000, $300,000. And, like, that shit's important to the players. Like, they're there to make money. It's a job, you know?
Yeah.
So, I think that plays a big factor in why people think shit is rigged as well. But in reality, it's just players trying to get fucking paid, you know? Yeah.
I mean, it's going to definitely be, you know, if I'm the Chiefs, I wouldn't care. You know, if the Broncos win, they play the Bills. And then if everything sorts out how it sorts out, say the Ravens and the Chargers play, we think the Ravens will win and the Steelers and Texans play. Regardless of who wins that, that's who you play. So you either play the Texans or you play the Steelers. And we already saw what the Chiefs did to the Steelers. And I think the Texans are an easy dub too. So, you know, it doesn't really matter. I know it'd be great, like great for television, but it's really hard for me to think that the Broncos would lose. It'd be hilarious, right? Because I'm a Sean Payton hater, so it'd be funny as fuck. Teams, but I really don't think the Broncos will lose that game.
No. Teams don't tank. Like, it's not a real fucking thing. Did everyone watch the Giants on Sunday?
And the Raiders.
I'm fucking telling you, teams don't tank. No one likes to fucking lose. Coaches are fighting for their fucking lives every fucking moment. Like, it's not a real thing. Like, I honestly believe tanking's not a real thing. Now, you can maybe point out the Browns and start a DTR. Like, that's the only argument.
No, that's tanking. That's tanking. Y'all are tanking.
Yeah, but I mean, it's realistically like for them, I'll say that we're just checking all bases. You know what I mean? Like,
I think they are checked. That brother's ass.
Well, and we might not even start him this week. Like, Stefanski said we're probably going to start Bailey Zappe. So, I mean, that's the
– y'all have that where, brother employed?
Yeah, I know. That's where the Browns are at, though. Like, they're just trying to figure out, okay, who are we going to keep for next year? Like, DTR is probably not going to be on the team next year.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, y'all brothers tanking. It's okay, bro. Y'all are tanking. Not Which everybody does it. But you got to have a slimy-ass owner. Check. Like, y'all brothers are tanking. Y'all are tanking. It's I don't blame you. I am pro tank. When you see a nice spot, like when is the last time? Like, think about it. The last time y'all had a first round pick, and now it's a top three first round pick.
I will say it was the first time. This goes against everything I just said about tanking because I truly don't really believe in tanking. But last Sunday, watching the game. I don't know why I was watching it, but Stefanski on the sideline, I have never seen him so chill, just uninterested. Like, he looked like he didn't give a fuck. He was like, I'm going to play all these young players, and we're just going to talk them through the game. You know
it's
what I mean?
It's not up to him.
No, but I truly think he is safe and Barry's safe. That's why he was just like the last three or four games. Yeah. He's just been like once Winston got benched, he was just like, whatever. Like, I'll game plan for it. We'll try to get these young players playing. We ain't winning shit. Like,
it's like that brother might need an Oscar. Cause like, if you go up, like when they ask him, is Watson playing next year? And he has to say, like, oh, we're leaving all options open. Like, how do you not make the speed face that fucking, like...
Yeah.
Like, that brother's done. Like, that has to be hard. As soon as he gets there and you see him throwing, you're like, oh, man, this brother's cooked. we're so done. But, yeah, I know you said you don't believe in tanking. Y'all are tanking, so that's funny. You can't tell me you're not after, like... You played DTR once. I get that. He's ass. Twice, maybe you just want to see if he's double ass. Three times, y'all are tanking. I don't hate. Oh, we know. I don't hate. I am pro tanking, so I'm with this. But yeah, I'm the same way with you. I don't think I think it'd be better. Like, NFL would want this. They want the Bengals in. Because it's Joe Burrow, top five quarterback against top five quarterbacks. Like, Joe Burrow's only going to be playing top five quarterbacks for, you know, the rest on. He'd be playing top five quarterbacks until he loses. So, yes, that is huge, huge money for the NFL. They would pray to have that, right? But it's not up to them. And it wasn't up to them when the fucking Bengals lost to the Patriots. You know, you got to start looking at those little games. If the Ravens lose to the Browns for some reason, we can't go, bruh, the Ravens losing to the Browns. We got to go, bruh, why did the Ravens lose to the fucking Raiders? You know, we got to look at those kind of games. So the Bengals did it to themselves. I have no love loss. Obviously, I hate them. I have no love loss for the fucking Bengals. You lost to the Patriots. You lost to teams you shouldn't lose to. My team put up 40 points. When the fuck do we do that? Like, that's what happens.
Allowed Russ to get 420. Absolutely.
You lose the dog shit, your dog shit. I don't know what else to tell you, man. So y'all are gonna be out of the playoffs. Y'all, and the best thing about it, worst thing about it for them, they're out of the playoffs. They did all of this to try to get in the playoffs, out of the playoffs. And now guess what, bitch? You ain't picking from top five no more, bitch. You picking from 16. Mm-hmm. Let's see you get in your bag. Let's see what you come out with. Because it's gonna be dog shit. Amarius Smith has been nice, though. Don't get me wrong. He's been nice. But other than that, man, let me see you try to pick a DB. I can't wait to see what they fucking come up with. So, yeah, fuck the Bengals, man. Let's go ahead and get into our one takeaway. My one takeaway I didn't want to do, shout out to Deuce. It's going to be a quick one. Shout out to Deuce. My one takeaway is this Ravens defense has gone back to being great. And this is what I just want to say for Ravens defense and what the Steelers defense needs to do. Get rid of the cancer on the team. As soon as the Ravens got rid of Marcus Williams, as soon as they got rid of him, right, and put Kyle Hamilton back into free, they've been fucking amazing. They're in, like, top tens of, like, everything. Yeah. All it takes. Literally, once you get the dog shit guy off the team, I promise you, like, it's going to be great. Steelers, kill Sam Cutton. Kill him. He needs to be off the team. The Ravens defense has been fucking phenomenal. It's been a well-oiled machine back in itself. I know, like, and they play, you know, yeah, they play some dog shit team. They play some good teams, too. I mean, they fucking dismantled the Steelers. We couldn't do anything against the Ravens defense. The defense has been back. Kyle Hamilton has been fucking balling. And all it takes is that one little move, and now everything's fucking working again. It's crazy how that shit works. So I want to shout out the Ravens defense. They have been on their P's and Q's the last like 5 weeks, they've been in one of the top units.
Perfect timing for them too, heading straight into the playoffs. I'm gonna do a goofy ass takeaway because
here we go.
No, it's nothing like crazy, and people probably notice it just like me. But my key takeaway is that man, Travis Kelce, does not take the offseason seriously.
Oh, hell at all.
Because what the fuck was the last two games he played? And then going back to last year in the playoffs, 10 catches a goddamn playoff game. Like, this man, ever since he started dating Taylor Swift, I swear to God, he does nothing in the offseason besides go to parties and drink.
Dude, I need to re-listen to like our old ones. For a lot of these takes, we were talking about this shit like week three. We're talking about how like players are or teams are. Like, I remember us talking about Travis Kelce earlier. Like earlier in the season, like what the fuck was he doing in the offseason?
Absolutely nothing.
Dog shit.
I swear to God though, like it takes him, like, I know he's getting older in age, but he's not super old. But, I mean, like, it takes him 12 to 14 games to ramp up now. I swear to God. It's, like, the weirdest shit I've ever seen. Like, he truly doesn't lock the fuck in until it's time to either clinch the one seed or play in the playoffs. Like, that's it. He does not care about the regular season at all.
Hey, bro. You know how I feel about that shit. They got multiple players that do that shit.
And to add on, I think Marquise Brown actually opens up that offense a lot. And I think once he got back, they look a lot better.
Yeah. But it's it's hard because with Rasheen out there, you're kind of having Xavier Worthy. Because usually that'd be Xavier Worthy's job, but you kind of have Xavier Worthy doing Rasheed Rice's job right now. Mm-hmm. So the offense is, as you said, closed. But now with Marquise being able to take the top off, not necessarily saying he's going to have 300 yards, but just that threat being mm-hmm. there opens a lot for the short intermediate game where Pat fucking excels at.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the Chiefs are locked in right now. They had the last 2-3 weeks, they've been like, it's been some of their better games on the season, I would say. They're starting to put it all together, so. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Playoff Chiefs. Who's going to beat them? Because there's about 4 or 5 teams that have played better than them all year. Mm-hmm. But can they beat the Chiefs in the playoffs? One game sample size.
Can you beat them? Crazy. All these teams are doing fucking behind the backs and laterals and all this shit. And the Chiefs are fucking 15-1.
Yep. No, it is actually kind of crazy because, like, if you've watched the NFL this year, like, you would think, oh, the Lions, Vikings, Ravens, Bills, like all of them have done crazy shit. These high-powered offenses all have more losses than the Chiefs, who literally can't throw the ball downfield, don't have any fucking receivers because Rice got hurt, Marquise Brown was hurt all year, Pacheco fractured his ankle.
Fractured his ankle. Travis Kelce's fat. They had to move Joe Tooney to left tackle. The right tackle's dog shit. Patrick Mahomes is on his yearly high ankle sprain.
Yeah, it really is a yearly thing now. it makes for the lore to be even better.
Dude, this brother takes the worst tackle ever in existence. I'm like, oh, this is the year. Not hoping for him to get injured, but I'm like, this is the year. Yeah. And a high ankle sprain, he's playing next week. And he runs. It's not like he's a statue. He fucking still runs.
Yeah.
Does that little wincing face, brother? I love and hate that man so much, man. Because I know we're watching history, but at the same time, kill him! Fuck!
Yeah.
But hey, my team's never going to get. It'd be worse if I was a Bills fan. My team's never going to be able to sniff. What'd they say? Sniff that brother's jock strap. My team is stuck. Let's go ahead and get into our bets and picks of the week. Y'all, I'm going to be real with you. There's a high possibility we go 0-3 this week. I don't know. We don't know who the fuck's playing. This is what happens when you do this shit on Tuesday and Wednesdays, bro. We don't get the opportunity to see who the fuck is playing.
Yeah,
and who wants to play. Not only who's playing, but who wants to play. So take our shit with a grain of salt, man. Take our shit with a grain of salt. So we're going to head and get into the locks of the week. We have the Packers. That's how you know we're smoking crack. Packers minus 9.5 And Bills minus 2.5. I know, y'all. I know. I'm just praying that Josh Allen's out there for, you know, a half. And he gets the 2 touchdowns, so I win my bet. And then they put Mitchell Trubisky in. I'm hoping that we get to see Bazooka Joe out there for the Patriots.
Throw Bazooka 50, Joe is crazy.
Throw 50,000 picks. Shout out Joe Milton, man. And yeah, the Packers actually do need to win. And I think like the Packers are kind of like in the lesser talk of like, oh, we're talking about the Vikings, the Eagles, the fucking Lions. Don't forget about the fucking Packers, bro. They could put 50 on you at any time.
Yeah, I think my thought process for the Packers pick is more, well, they do need to play for – they do have something to play for, and the fact that they can move up in seeding by one and play the Rams instead of playing the Eagles.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Packers have been killing the bad teams all year. Like, they're only – the bad team? Yeah. like the Packers losses are to the twice to the Vikings, twice to the Lions. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like everyone's gonna write them off, but like to them, to my point in picking them is like they really have beat all the bad teams by like 10 plus points, I feel like, all year. Yeah. So I'm confident with them having something to play for. Their defense is pretty good. Like I think they'll be fine in covering the spread against the Bears.
Yeah, and the Bears are dog shit. Don't forget that. The Bears are dog shit. Even though the last time they played them, they won 20-19.
Kill me.
Yeah, that's just the Jordan Love experience. I know you love that man so much, but sometimes that man be dog shit. But I do think they'll be locked in. I think, like I said, they want to make some more noise. They want to, you know, remind people, like, yo, we're not the team to fuck with. And I do think they can hang that shit. Pause on the Bears. Now you see he got it at 9 right now, right? It's already up to 10. It just
God damn, it went up a whole point.
Went up a whole fucking point, bro.
Jesus.
That's how you know we are locked in. Bills didn't move though, because it's probably gonna be fucking Trubisky. And our dog of the week. I was about to say dog of the year. We have not had a dog of the year. Them motherfuckers be selling. Dog of the week. San Francisco 49ers, y'all. I know Brock Purdy might not be playing. I don't think he is playing. Brother, we are putting all of our chips on Joshua Dobbs. And I truly think we could win this because the Cardinals are that bad. The Cardinals skid after like beating the Chargers off some dumb shit has been generational. There are talks about Kyler Murray, if he's a good quarterback or not. They need a new OC, 100%. And now we're calling Marvin Harrison a bus for having 800 yards. It is hilarious. So I think the 49ers are just grown-ups, and I think they're gonna. I think it's gonna be a dog shit game, but we do think they're gonna get the win. So those are our locks and dog of the week, and we're gonna go ahead and get in the picks and get out of here. So we have for the Saturday night games, we got.
Hold on. I just saw an update. The Eagles are resting Saquon.
Resting Saquon. Boom. The Eagles are resting Saquon. Breaking news. Eagles are resting Saquon Barkley. No rushing record. Eric Dickerson. You can now.
You lucked out.
You can now breathe a sigh of relief, brother. Your record is still available, so I better not see your dumb bald ass with them glasses on my TV screen. You won, brother. You won. Congratulations. Fucking bum. Anyways, let's go ahead and get into the picks. The Browns at the Ravens. A whole whopping minus 17.5 for the Baltimore Ravens.
Disrespectful.
Y'all, this is like basketball
spread. Yeah, that's bad. That's bad.
Look at you, man. From let's get delusional to we might be tanking.
They're bad.
QB and somehow play, the Jets are worse.
Yeah, QB play really does dictate like 10 of your wins a year. It's crazy.
Do you think the over with 41.5? You think the Ravens might put like 50 on you? Dead ass? Or do you think they're going to put like 28 and then chill?
Yeah, I could see it being like they go up 21-3 or something. And then like their backups come in. Because our defense still hasn't been bad on the year, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it probably goes under just because they'll sit their players in the second half. And we're not scoring. Like, I doubt we score.
That's what pisses me off about y'all. Like, y'all literally just don't quit on defense.
No, you know what the most annoying part is about, like, DTR? Is the fact that in the last two games, shit, three games. Like, the Bengals game, we lost, what, 21-14 or something?
Mm-hmm.
And we turned the ball over in the red zone three times. The Dolphins, how many times were we in scoring position? Again, with DTR. And DTR turns it over and gets a grounding call. You know what I mean? We can drive the field with DTR. But DTR, once that field shortens, I swear to God, something goes wrong in his brain.
He just plays too wild.
Yeah,
like that one fuck it ball throw to Njoku. What the fuck was that? The turn, he like turned like 50 times when he didn't need to.
Yeah, I know.
That brother's trolling. He's funny as fuck, man. For the Bengals at the Steelers, Reed has the Bengals and I have the Steelers. Fucking bitch. For the Panthers at the Falcons, we both have the Falcons. For the Commanders at the Cowboys, we both have the Commanders. For the Bears at the Packers, you already know, we both got the Packers. Texans at the Titans, both have the Titans. Jags at the Colts, we both have the Colts. For the Bills at the Patriots, we both picked the Bills. For the Giants at the Eagles, both picked the Eagles. Although, now that everybody's resting.
Yeah.
I don't know. For the Saints at the Buccaneers, both picked the Buccaneers. For the Chiefs at the Broncos, we both picked the Broncos. This is one of the few times that Reed will go against the Chiefs. And that's because everybody's sitting.
Yeah.
For the Chargers at the Raiders, we both picked the Chargers. Seahawks at the Rams, both picked the Seahawks. Dolphins at the Jets, we both picked the Dolphins. 49ers at the Cardinals, you already know, both got the 49ers. And for the Vikings at the Lions, Lions fans, I know. We both picked the Vikings. I know I'm the Lions correspondent, but just after watching you guys up against the 49ers, Brock Purdy threw those games. He was throwing some what the fuck were you throwing balls. I really think that if they would have locked in, they could have beat y'all. That's how concerned I am about this defense.
Yeah, it's just the defense. It's hard to pick the Lions against like the upper echelon with that defense.
Yeah, if the team can get like two stops on them, bro, it might be game over.
Yeah, I know. And that's how it was. Who'd they lose to last? The Lions lost to somebody a few weeks ago.
The Lions?
Wasn't it the Bills? Didn't they play the Bills?
Yeah, they played the Bills.
And that's when they lost last, right?
They lost. I mean, even with Purdy throwing that many picks, they only beat them by six. Like that's they lost to the Bills 48-42.
Yeah, that was the game where, like, they literally got stopped once or twice and the Bills did whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
It's hard. Goff
almost had 500, had five TDs. And it's just, you get that one stop against an offense that's just going to keep going. It's going to be rough, man. So, pick the Vikings. Taking the Vikings as the number one, which I think the Vikings, like, no matter, you know, I love the Lions, love everything the Lions are doing. Detroit is, you know, back on the map doing everything. The Vikings, from what the projected was, from what they have, I think they are the true deserving number one team. Shout out the Vikings, man. Also, the yearly record, I'm up 7. He didn't pick 7 different for me, so I won the regular season. We're going to continue in the playoffs, but regular season champ, back to me. It's 2-1 now. We've done 3 seasons. It's 2-1. You know, I'd let my nuts hang, man. Had to go back to, and we started off terribly. Now you know, we've been consistently up in the team, but we started off dog shit.
I think this year we had better records than last year, because last year we were close to 100 losses.
Yeah,
I think we did pretty well. Yeah.
Considering where we started, we're like, oh my God. Like week two, all them upsets, we're like, fuck
me. Yeah. The first 4 weeks were rough because we didn't really know what the teams were yet.
Yeah. Now we're locked in, man. So thanks everybody listening. This will be posted out on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify podcasts today. Literally going to post these as soon as we're finished. This will be dropped on Twitter and Instagram at DWC 2022 and at Defense Wins Championships. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, comment, rate us 5 stars, all that jazz, like, retweet, all that stuff. We really appreciate you guys. Happy New Year. Welcome into the new year 2025. We're going to be talking about playoffs the following week. This is the last week of the NFL regular season. Thanks, everybody, to stick along with us. Thanks to everybody that viewed and everything. Really appreciate you guys, and we're hoping for new year, new season to continue to be great. Post more, get on the social medias, and you know, get some sponsors and all that jazz, and continue to grow. We've been growing the last – every season we continue to grow, and I like where we're turning up into the podcast world, and we're going to continue to be on that mic and talk about the NFL. So thanks, everybody, listening. Make sure you guys – like I said, like, subscribe, rate 5 stars, follow, all that jazz. And we are out, y'all, for the playoffs. Coming in. See y'all.